Now, Evangelist Winston Tye.
Thank you. Jesus said that when we light a candle, we do not put it under a bushel. The reason for this is obvious. We want the candle to give light unto all that are in the house. Jesus talked about your life and my life, and he associates the purpose of our lives with light. He said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Here, in this context, the Lord announced the purpose of our existence. It is to glorify our Heavenly Father. Not only are we to fulfill that purpose, but we are to so live and influence others that they too may glorify God. We must light a candle. We must be involved, concerned, and engaged in good works. We must glorify God in the church. The Apostle Paul sent a letter to the Ephesians. Here is what he said: "Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." Down through the ages, man is to glorify his Maker in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The church that Jesus established is the church of the New Testament. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. This is the church that Jesus loves and for which he died. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. This is the church that is called the body in the New Testament. It is the body that Jesus saves. In one passage of Scripture, the Apostle Paul affirms that Christ is the head of the church and he is the Savior of the body. We want to restore New Testament Christianity. We need to go back to the New Testament and hear Christ and his apostles. So, we see that God has limited and circumscribed the sphere of activity wherein we can work and glorify God. Have you questioned your religion? Why not go back to the Lord and believe him? There is no reason to question the validity of your belief when you believe the Word of God. God has demonstrated his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. In the Bible, we are told how to be saved, and the purpose of that salvation is given. Listen to Paul in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Man cannot be saved without grace, and he cannot be saved without faith. Here in this passage, the apostle affirms the grace of God and the faith of man accounts for the salvation of the soul. By grace and through faith are prepositional phrases in the sentence and modify the predicate are saved. This salvation is the gift of God since it did not originate with man. Verse 9 in Ephesians 2 says, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." Works alone cannot save. The statements "gift of God" and "not of works" do not release us from the good works a Christian must perform. For in verse 10, the purpose of our relationship to God is declared. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. The good works are not unlike the good works mentioned by Jesus in Matthew, the 5th chapter. Why not light a candle, dispel darkness, and glorify God in the church? I would like to speak of the darkness of sin. God's people are to be selective. They are to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. Unfruitful works of darkness are a detriment to any community. Were it not for the counteracting force of good works, life would be intolerable. You, my friend, may be a source of light for the darkness in any community. You can be the one light in a dark place. This could be the deciding factor in the choice of life or death. There are signs of moral decay in our society. It is said that one of every six children now lives in a single-parent home. Perhaps this accounts for the rapid increase in arrests during the past 15 years of children under 18 years of age who committed murder, assault, rape, and robbery. County judges, juvenile judges, and police officials tell us that juvenile delinquency is a major problem. In 1977, over 1 million marriages in America ended in divorce. You know, and I know, that helpless children suffer the consequences of a broken home. The judge was overheard to say, "Are you ashamed?" The young man replied, "No, I wish I were." This young man is typical. There are sinners who live in sin and do not feel the loss of honor. They are not ashamed. Homosexuals must know that the practice of unnatural sex is condemned by the Word of God. The Apostle Paul writes concerning vile affections, "For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meet." Romans chapter 1, verses 26-27. "They have eyes to see, but there is no fear of God before their eyes." Romans chapter 3, verse 18. This is the darkness of sin. This is the tragedy of sinful ways. In dealing with the darkness of sin, we are dealing with a solemn, indisputable fact of life. This is confirmed by scriptures, personal experience, history, and conscience. Seldom do we think about the separating power, the loneliness, and the solitude of sin. Over against this is the power of the love of our God. Jesus came to this world because God loves us. It was Jesus who said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." The way to God is not closed to anyone due to race or color. "Go into all the world and preach the gospel" means that the world is in need of the gospel, God's powerful means for saving the soul from death. We cannot be silent respecting the destiny of the race. We must believe and obey the gospel. Faith only is a dead faith, for as the body apart from the spirit is dead, even so faith apart from works is dead. James chapter 2, verse 26. Acts, the 8th chapter, is a history of one man with an open Bible who left an example of obedience open to all. The Ethiopian nobleman was baptized. He was baptized because Philip preached unto him Jesus. He was baptized because baptism saves. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. My friend, why not believe and obey the gospel? Then work for the Master and let your light shine. Sir Harry Lauder loved to tell of the old lamplighter of the village where he lived as a boy. Each evening as dusk came on, the old man would make his rounds with his ladder and his light. He would put the ladder against a light post, climb up, and light the lamp. Step back down, pick up the ladder, and proceed to the next lamp. After a while, said Sir Harry, he would be out of sight down the street, but I could always tell which way he had gone from the lamps he had lighted. God bless you, my friend.